Anna Magida. Basically, Princess wants to know how they were allowed to go ahead and eat in the shul. They're asleep. He was not sleeping in the shul. The Tav is brought Rashi that says that tonight in Bavel. Tav says that's not true because it's Mukhlo from the Gemara that tonight doesn't help. That means I. So what shot then tonight? So Teretz says it's only b'chorvana. Okay, so that's how the Mechaber paskens. Let's read it over again. We're reading the Mishnah Brura here. Him b'shas it's yud out. Him b'shas binyan beis hakneses hitnu adav. They made it tonight when you built the shul b'shamish bo. Mutar shamish bo b'chorvano. Avishuva lo mahani tonight. So the tonight works after it's destroyed. Before it's destroyed, the Tanai doesn't help. But after it's destroyed, it helps. Afida b'charbono, the Tash b'guna, g'goin, Zriya, v'cheshbon, sh'rabim, no mahani tonight. Okay. So the Tanai, the b'guna doesn't help. So this is what we were stuck on. As we said, what is like two dead horses? Destroyed. And tonight, either the tonight removes the kedusha or the destroying removes the kedusha. But why do we understand that? Why two dead horses? Then he says in other things, tonight. But this is another thing. Then Eretz Israel, for some reason, tonight doesn't help. So yesterday. I mean, it wasn't a bad shot. Sandy said a shot, at least to answer our first question. We don't know why in Eretz Yisrael tonight doesn't help, but that they seem to explain. We didn't necessarily understand the Havana. But he said, well, once you have the second in, that would explain the first in, because the reason Magen Avraham asked the Kasha that the Batei Knesset and Chutzi Yaretz are going to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. His answer was, that only with the ones that are destroyed won't be moved. So then it's very good that the reason why Sinai only helps if it's destroyed, because when it's destroyed, it doesn't get moved to Eretz Yisrael. And when it's not in Eretz Yisrael, Sinai helps. So that, you know, it's not two dead horses. The whole thing is Sinai, except Sinai only works if it's in the Chutz La'aretz. But, And it's only considered chutz liyaretz if it's destroyed. So the destroying is not to remove the Tanai. The destroying is to stop it from becoming Eretz Yisrael. Right? That was the pshat.
Wasn't Tosus Mashman that not for that Gemara where they went inside Pnei Shaman that he could hear Rashi's pshat?
Yeah, he could have heard Rashi's pshat. Yeah, okay.
But that's not. I mean.
We don't
what do you mean? Then how do you understand
that the Tanai know there that a Tanai in Eretz Yisrael doesn't work?
Why not? And why a Chutz La'aretz doesn't work?
He didn't necessarily know that it worked. Maybe it would work in Eretz Yisrael too at that stage.
There's other Gemaras that say that Tanai doesn't work in Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know. I don't remember. So you're saying, okay, I know we I don't know. I don't have the cheshbon. I have to admit, which came first? So we weren't so crazy on this chat because, right, a little bit what you're saying is that we said that not everyone agrees this din that in Eretz Israel tonight doesn't work. Not so simple. Not everyone agrees to that. And this din that the Magen Avraham said that shuls get moved to Eretz Israel if they're built and after destroyed, also not everyone agreed to. That was the Magen Avraham's answer to the question. But there are other answers. So you're not explaining the din. We're limiting the explanation only according to one shita. We said that I saw that the Vush has a different answer. That even though really the whole, even whether it's built or not built, it gets moved to Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't get moved with its kedusha, so then that wouldn't help us, and then we're back stuck went with the two dead horses, according to the Vush, which is a pretty chashuv person. Okay, anyway, but that's what we were holding yesterday. Did you just finish? We finished this.
Meltzer, I wasn't here yesterday. Can we just repeat the exact question that we're working on?
Okay, thank you. I like to repeat. I really do, because I always assume that there's everyone, people would like to repeat it, just they don't ask. So it's good when you ask. The Mechaber Paskin is really coming from Tysus, that Tanai works only when it's destroyed. So in order to remove the Kedusha in Chutz Yaretz, and only in Chutz Yaretz. So he's saying that in, at least in Chutz Yaretz, in order to remove the Kedusha, you need two things. You need Tanai, and you need it to be destroyed. If you only had one without the other, the Kedusha wouldn't be removed. It was destroyed, but there was no Tanai.
Who's that? That's Tysus?
That's Tysus, yes. And that's what the Mechaber Paskins. That's the Mechaber. We're reading the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Nun Aleph.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says, Him b'shas binyan b'sek lezat he hit no one up. It means he made it tonight. Mutter shamish bo b'charvano. Havalo b'yeshuvo. So you need two things. You need that should be destroyed, and you need it tonight.
So which halach in Kuf Nun Aleph?
What Kufnan Aleph Yud Aleph?
Yud Aleph, okay.
So our question was, well, the typical Rabbi Naiman question, that it sounds like two dead horses. The destruction alone does not make it remove the Kedusha. The Tanai alone does not remove the Kedusha. But the Tanai plus the destruction removes the Kedusha. So how in the world do these two unrelated things combined together? That was the main question that we did not know the answer to. We also did not know, but that's, we weren't really asking that such of the question, because they actually deal with it. So, okay, we'll have to see they'll deal with it. That this question I just asked, I don't know if they deal with so much, but the question that they deal very clearly with is, we did not know, why is there a difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Yaretz? That in Eretz Yisrael, even when you have the double whammy, it doesn't work. You know, Tznai and Korban. But in Chutz Yaretz, it does work. So why is there a difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Yaretz? Okay. Maybe that's, we'll see. They'll talk about that. That question, that in the Bir Halacha we started reading yesterday, he discussed it. I don't know.
What about Tysus? Tysus that the Kedusha, in Chutz La'aretz, the Kedusha is going to go away, but not in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, that's what the Bir Halacha is bringing, yes.
Oh.
You know, yes. But we did not know exactly what that Svara was. Yes, in other words, what the Svara is. So what if it will go away? But you're taking it away now. Right, we didn't.
Could the Svara be that in Chutz La'aretz, it's like the Tanai is there before anything. In other words, because the Kedusha is going to go away, so every shul is automatically, there's an automatic Tanai because the Kedusha is limited because it's going to go away, and therefore you have to come along now and make a Tanai to work work off of that original Tanai that you didn't have in Eretz Yisrael. It's like there's two Tanaim. It's like there's a built-in Tanai every shul has because the Kedusha is going to go away, so Kedusha is limited. And now you have to come along, and you want to do anything, you have to do it tonight to work off of that original tonight.
Okay. I need a little more Havana. I don't really get that. But let's read it inside. He quotes it. He quotes it. So let's see what he says. So we were reading this Bir Halacha. That's what we decided to do. So the Bir Halacha in the Kufnun Aleph Yud Aleph. Lo Ma'ani tonight. I am Bavogin Avraham. Shehevi, Dafka Tanai Shokai was Rush. Kona Chida Vishdia, but he got the Baham the Chama. Avo, in other words, a Tanai that you want to do, Kai was Rush. Avo, the Shart, Ashmisha Mahani tonight. So this made it, because according to the Magen Avram, it comes out that there are three levels, definitely to make life confusing. There's Tanai helps for Shara Tashmishim, we said that would be like making your adding your cheshbonos, we thought, in even when it's before it gets destroyed, in Chutz La'aretz. Tanai helps for those things. It doesn't help for Kavas Reish until you get destroyed. And there's Varim, which is called Tashmish Meguna, that even after it gets destroyed, Tanai doesn't help. So we thought that the Magen Avraham, our gut reaction yesterday was that the Magen Avraham makes life much more difficult, because Bishlamo without the Magen Avraham, so you say some kind of structure, like Sandy said, whatever, that for some reason, Tanai only works when it's destroyed. Tanai doesn't work when it's not destroyed. There's some reason. Let's say Sandy said the reason, because when it's not destroyed, it's going to be moved to Eretz Israel. So you can't have it tonight. But he's obviously saying that you could have it tonight, even when it's not destroyed. But the Tanai only works partially. So that's like doubly strange. If you can have a Tanai, so why doesn't it work? You know, there's if there is such a thing as a Tanai in Chutz La'aretz when it's not destroyed. So if there's a Tanai, the Tanai was, I want it to be not a shul. So why does a Tanai, it's like the Gabe regular Tashmish, it's not a shul. But the Gabe a Dabar Shal Kavas Rosh, it is a shul. Like that doesn't make sense. Is it a shul or isn't a shul? You know, you can't. So.
And the Magen Avraham agrees that in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't work at all, even for any Tashmish.
I think so. But he's saying that in Chutz La'aretz, the Mechaber says that Tanai doesn't work in Bishuvo, it still works part way. So that we thought was, extra difficult. Like, so the way it sounds like is much more the dead horses, Svara. You know, there's the dead horses, the two dead horses. The system of two dead horses is that each dead horse does a little bit. Now, we don't like that, but that's the system of two dead horses. So that's what it sounds like he's saying, that Tanai is a dead horse. It does a little bit. Korvan does a little bit. So in Yishuv, you just got a little bit. You got a dead horse because it's, and the Tanai is a dead horse. Even Yishuv can remove the Kedusha part way. You know, it fits very, you know, in the structure of two dead horses join forces, and each one does a little bit. So sort of the Magen Avraham makes sense that since Tanai and Chutz La'aretz, even Yishuvo does a little bit. And therefore it's mapped or something. It just can't go all the way. Then it was Chorvan, the Chorvan does the rest. You know, that. But, you know, it's B'davka, the structure that we would not like to say, because we don't like saying two dead horses, but that does, is, you know, the Magen Avraham does seem to lend to that. That Tanai, there is, you know, there is a little bit, it's a weak force.
We do it all the time, right? I mean, we do we go with two dead horses a lot, no?
No, we usually try and figure out something like Sandy said, there's not two dead horses, or that it's a perfect fit, you know. One has a head and one's a tail, so they fit together. I don't know.
One's Machaya, and then the other one takes over for the rest of the way.
Yeah, we usually try and figure out. But, okay. Anyway, let's go further. So we'll have to wait to see. So I am going to have a J.D. touching out Rosh, but not Shartash being doing honey tonight. So he said, "Vikasha, the muga be rasham, the fido likra adam yisham gam kein amahani tonai v'yishuvo, umai gries emishar tashmish de'alma." Now there's the din is not like the Magen Avraham, that even a non-kavas rosh is also, and a vadai is a very strong lashon, So we pointed out yesterday a very interesting thing in Halacha, that here in the Bir Halacha, he asks Akasha, and he says, Vadai, the Magen Avram is wrong. He's not even, you know, I mean, I don't know, that's what he seems to say. And yet in the Mishnah Brura, in Lamed Daled, he paskins like the Magen, he brings the Magen Avram. And then it just says, but it sounds definitely like, you know, he's passing like the Magen Avram. So we said that this is a Mishnah Chavetz Chaim Lishitaso, that just because I have a kasha, and to me it looks not like that, we do not argue with a Magen Avram, which is not like the Chazon Ish and Ramesh Shita, supposedly.
Yeah, I've seen that several times.
That what?
He quotes the Magen Avraham, and then in the Bir Halacha or in the Shaar Tzion, he brings other opinions.
Right.
That seem to be over, you know, different.
But here it's more just brings other opinions. Here he brings that. He says, Vadai. That's when, you know, he brings a Raya, and he says it's Vadai. That's like a real, it's not just he brings other opinions. He says he slugged it up, and he's still passing like him. To me, that's, I think, is a could be he does that other places too. I assume he would, because if that's his sheet, he probably does it other places. But where
did the Magen Avraham get it from? I mean, the Magen Avraham didn't make up the svar himself. He got it either from the Gemara or Rishon.
I don't know where he got it from. I don't have to read the Magen Avraham inside. But the parody, it sounds like it could be he got it misvara.
It's about the ring of Raya that the Magen Avraham uses.
Yeah, he brings a Raya, and the Chavetz Chaim is going to be Teicha the Raya.
Right.
It's just an interesting Ashkafa that the Chavetz Chaim, he can say Tzarechian, and he can say Vadai, and he's still Paskin that way. Had a Vadai, yeah. Okay. It seems that way. Okay, let's continue. Daldas Kushoso, the Simon Kupnan Dawit, the Mahani Tanai, the Tashmisha Kedusha. You go, Bimat Pacha shall save a Tarki, I say, but in other words, a Tashmisha Kedusha should be the same as a Beis Knesset, the Magen Avraham assumed, and that's a Beis Knesset be Yeshuva, because it's not destroyed. The Tashmish, you know, you have a mantle of the Sefer Torah. It's not in the destroyed state, and yet there Tanai helps. So if you're going to say that Tanai only helps in conjunction together with Churban, with destruction, so why over there in Kupnan Dawin does not Tanai help by a Sefer Torah? That's his kasha. Asher Shesha Tares, the Beis HaKnesset shiny, given the mitzvah Yisrael, Yireh Mikdash Ma'at B'chol Mokom Shehein. Kedem Yisrael B'simen Kufnun, the Koyvin Zezeh Livnos Beis HaKnesset, that there's some special super mitzvah having a Beis HaKnesset. V'chein Gozer Chazal, the Beis HaKnesset HaKavua, Lo Yoyo Tanai B'Yeshuvah, Sheyishtav Shebel Tashmish Ho. Kane, ancient basic lessons, ancient basic lessons of cloud, right? Goodbye is Bialma. This is what we were arguing a little bit with Chaim Gordon, right? I think so. The question was that, according to Rashi, right, this was one of the things we were arguing, according to Rashi, that you can make it tonight. Rashi argued with Tysus. Rashi said tonight does help. So once you make the Tanai, well, does it have a shame of a Beis Knesset? So Chaim Gordon was saying that the Tanai, you become a Legabi. Legabi Beis HaKnesset, of that's a Beis HaKnesset. Legabi, the Tanai's matter, you do it, these Zvarim in it. But it's Beis HaKnesset with that you're allowed to do Zvarim of I don't want to say Miguna, these are your Tsarchav.
Chol.
What?
You do chol things.
Chol thing, yeah. But I was, and I was claiming that no, that if it, according to Rashi, then it's not a base knesset, which Chaim Gorin was correct in asking. I mean, it comes out a very mundane thing that according to Rashi in Bavel they didn't have shuls. How can you do that? So yeah, okay, right. That was your, that was our discussion.
Right, there seemed to still be, even with a Tanai, like there's a limit. We even in Rashi, there's gonna be a limit in what your Tanai works for.
Okay, but you see in Tais and the Bir Halacha that he's saying.
Yeah, but he's in Tozashita, so it's not a Raya, what Rashi would say.
Okay, but I don't know why we don't necessarily make my, we shouldn't make my Machlaikas.
Well, we.
Okay, but that's what, he, yeah. What he's saying that, right, in Tais, it said if Tanai would work, so then it would come out that you're not davening in a shul. Kane ain't shown the aim shame based on class of cloud. The very, you know, the word cloud is just coming to the fuka you, Chaim. You know, he says it's not, it takes off completely. Meyachuz. Hedeka buys Bauma becomes just a plain house, right? Which is what I, that's the Pashas. Tanai says it's not a shul, it's a house. So he's saying that in Eretz, that the Chazal, the Hezber is the reason why Tanai doesn't work when Ness is destroyed is a Durabanan. That's what he wants to say. Since there, you have to have a shul, Gazru Chazal and Lo Yolo Tanai. Really,
Rabbi Lamais, so when 10 people come to daven there 3 times a day, whatever that is, right, this kedusha, this, and they say kaddish kaddish. I'm saying it, we can call whatever we want. It acts like a shul. What?
No, excuse me. He's saying it's not a shul. You're diving.
I understand. Lamaisa, there's a shul.
You're diving in the street. You're diving in the airport. You're diving in a bungalow colony casino.
Say, what makes a shul a shul?
Shul is shul, is that it has designated for a shul. Therefore, that's Kedusha. But if you're
designated,
in the casino, and you know, just for you, for someone just said, then they're you know, just for Rosh Yom Kippur, they made a minion in the whatever you call it, I don't know what it's called, not the casino, whatever they have a name for.
I remember that many years ago I had a Friday night meal with Rabbi Semel in Kew Gardens. And they had a Friday night minion just like on the block for the people, and they had it every single week. But the pesach they got was because it wasn't a shul. They didn't say the bracha main sheva because it wasn't a shul. Even though they had it every single week, the minion the Friday night they didn't say the bracha main sheva.
Right. It was not a shul. No shul there. No shul. It was outside. Where was it?
Was at someone's house or outside? Someone's house.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a shul. The guy doesn't want his house to have a kedusha of a shul. That'd be in big trouble. So anyway. So Tavis is the Rabbi Halacha saying that if the Tanai would work, then it would not have a kedusha of a shul. Therefore, Chazal, and since there's a mitzvah to have a shul in every place, there's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael should have a mikdash ma'at in every place. So they made a takana. Now, theoretically, you could have another shul in this city. So that's why it's not really, but since we want to make sure that there's a shul, so they made a takana that you can't make it, Tanai won't work. Right? It's definitely not a simple shot because, is it, if the guy does, so they won't make it, they make a takana that Tanai won't work. So they made a takana, since they, in other words, what were they were afraid of? They were afraid that people would like the idea of Tanai. They like the fact that they can do their tzarchim in shul. So people would all make they would build every shul out Tanai. And then they'll be missing out on the mitzvah of having a shul. So Chazal made a gzera that Tanai doesn't work. Right? It's not so simple. Like how you can make such a gzera? Like what? How do you do that? If the way the Chavetz Chaim is saying it's really meikra din Tanai supposed to work, except since Chazal don't want the shul to be, you know, shouldn't have shuls. You know, there's, it could be even in this case there are five shuls in the neighborhood. The problem doesn't exist in this place. But since Chazal did not want that people should maybe be able to do this because then they were afraid that somewhere you end up without a shul, so they were misaken, Tanai doesn't work. Right?
So don't dedicate as a shul in the first place. What do you need a Tanai for? According to Rebbe, don't dedicate it as a shul. You know, everybody davens there. And they, just don't dedicate it as a shul. Then you get to go.
Everyone davens there, it's automatically dedicated as a shul.
Rebbe just said before that it's not. It's like davening in a casino.
That's if not everyone's done. But if you made it, if this is what it's used for and it's not used for anything else, it's a shul. A casino is used for playing poker. But if
you use it for something else, Rebbe saying as long as you use it for something else, okay, and that never stopped.
Okay, if they would use it for other things, but that's not the case. They built a shul. They're using it as a shul. They're not using it for other things. So it automatically probably gets kedusha of the shul. They're davening there, and that's miyukid for davening. So now you want to take a tanai. So the Taisus, the Bir Halacha is saying, is that be'etzem tanai would work. Except the Chazal made a takana that tonight doesn't work.
Okay. So I thought in Bubble that tonight came first. All the shuls were built out tonight. It's not that they davened there first. The shuls itself were built out tonight.
It's a shaita, but okay, so that's a shaita. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah Brura, whether it's automatic or you have to say it. Right, that's in the Mishnah Brura here. But the Maisa, I don't really know how the Rabbanan can do this. Gozru Chazal, the Ilo Yoel Tanai. What does that mean? I would assume, what do you people think that means? You know, the Tanai works. How can Chazal say Tanai doesn't work? They can't. It's like you give a they can't be, they give you Iker, you know, that the Mara says, how can you say, go there? I say, you're married? No, you're not married. You're married. So a person gives a get. So you're divorced. Chazal can't say you're not divorced. They had to make this, they had to figure out a whole system. But
I'm not concerned like Tanai's bottle and
what? I can't hear you. What?
Isn't there a system of, isn't there an idea that Tanai could be bottle in the nicest time?
But you made it Tanai. Tanai,
yeah, we're in Rebottle and Tanai.
The Tanai's not bottle. Midaraisa, he's saying.
Right, so Rebottle and Rebottle and Tanai.
What?
Rebottle and Rebottle and Tanai.
How can your bottle be Rebottle and Tanai? I never heard of such a system. The person made a Tanai, which it goes ahead and has the power to remove the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset. Came to the Rabbanan, they took off the Tanai. How can they take off the Tanai?
They could certainly make that anybody who builds a shul is building the outset to kind of the Rabbanan. You know, the Rabbanan itself can take over the building of the shuls, and then they could do that.
I don't know. If the guy said the Farish is building out Tanai, I don't know. You can say he's not building out Tanai. I don't know. That doesn't.
We have a special din by Kedusha, and you have to say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Otherwise, it's not assumed.
No, but Kedusha, you don't have to say the Ikra din. You don't have to say Kedas Moshe. That's just a minute. Taiva says the Farish, and even if you don't say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it works. But that's a special din of Kol Mikadosh Adai Drabana Mikadosh. That you're right in that even if you don't say Kedat Moshe, you know, there seems to be some umdana by Kedushin. I don't know if you say that everywhere in Kol HaTorah Kula. It does sound like it's a special din in Kedushin. But I don't think you have to say Kedat Moshe of Yisrael in Ikra Din. I'm pretty sure. I think it Taisa says that on the page in Gittin, that you don't have to say it. Ksuvis, I'm sorry. Anyway, the question I'm not sure about, I would have a chakira. Does he mean to say that Chazal or Misakein, somehow the Tanai doesn't work? Or really, the Tanai does work? And it's not a shul. And you're allowed to do Dvarim of your Sorachim. The Rachazawa Mesakin is an Isser, you know, to do the Chazal can make up Isurim. So Chazal made an Isser, even though this is not a shul, because you made it tonight, it's Usser to do Dvarim Shocho in this shul.
Yeah, but
no one's going to make it tonight because you got to be stupid to make it tonight.
That last line answered my question. What did they gain then by doing this?
They demotivated people. People are going to make it tonight. The Chazal are nervous. It seems to the Bar Halacha, Chazal are nervous. People are going to make it tonight because then everyone's going to make it tonight, and then there's no shuls, right? Theoretically, if you make the Tanai only, it could be a play if you have five shuls, the Tanai there's no problem. But Chazal were nervous, if there's it's very convenient. You can make a Tanai and then you can use the shul for other Tzarchim. So they were nervous that people are going to make Tanai. So in order to stop people from making Tanai, they were going there that the Tanai won't get you anywhere.
Why can't they just be going there and you don't make a Tanai?
What?
Why can't they just be gozer? You can't make it tonight.
But you made it. I made it. Akasha Maisa. So I was over the Isser. But now I made it tonight. The case in the Shulchan Aruch is a person went ahead and made it tonight. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not allowed to do Tzrochim. He says, why not? He said, the tonight should work. We see by the mantle of the Sefer Torah that tonight helps, even when it's a Yishuv, when it's not destroyed. So the Chavetz Chaim is answering, it's a takana drabana. So I say, how does drabana make a takana that tonight doesn't work? So I suspect he means that, no, that tonight really works. They made a takana that there's a new Isra drabana. We made it, no one's going to make it tonight because it doesn't help.
I thought Ellie was asking that if we're talking about people who don't want to violate Isra, Rabbanon, so the same way they don't want to violate the Isser, they can't eat, they could have just made an Isser not to make such a takana. Such a time.
I don't know. Some is it, why are they making the Tanai? Because they want to get a Heter. Obviously, they don't want to be over an Isser. Some you have to know why are they making it tonight? If they want to eat in Shul, they can eat in Shul without the Tanai, be over in Aveira. They don't want to be over in Aveira. They don't want to be over the Aveira of eating in Shul. So Sami, you can ask this question. So why don't they make it tonight? Don't make it tonight. Don't make it tonight. I don't know. I don't know the end, but that they didn't do that. That is, sir, I suspect the answer is certain things people listen to and certain things people don't listen to. You tell people don't do something, okay, we did it. This is like a daily Isser. There's an Isser, you're not allowed to eat there. Every time you eat there, you're over in Aveira.
Because they can identify with the Isser of not eating there already. It's maybe the rice, so to speak.
Maybe. Okay, but let's go for it. But what's very interesting, this sort of answers one of our questions. We were asking, in the two dead horses, so at least at this point, the Bar Halacha is saying that the reason why Tanai only works when it's destroyed is a takana d'rabbanan. Really, really, Tanai works when it's not destroyed. It's only a takana d'rabbanan that it doesn't work. So then it sort of makes sense. If it's only a takana d'rabbanan, so d'rabbanan made a takana that it doesn't work because they wanted to discourage people to use it Tanai. But when it's destroyed, it'll work. They didn't care to discourage you if it's going to be destroyed.
Not mashal like that in Tosis, though.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not so familiar. I'm not, but you know that would explain the thing that they're Chazal are being oikered tonight. They only have a motivation to be oikered with whatever way you say it, like me or not like me, when the shul is kayim, they want a shul here. So they're not gonna allow the tonight to work when the shul is around.
It's machlokes Rashi and Tosis, whether or not there's a tonight, they're a bonon. They're just interesting.
Right. In other words, Tosfos, Rashi says the Tanai works. Tosfos says it only works when it's destroyed. So the way the Arisa Bialocha says that that's a din derabanan. Really, the Tanai should work even if it's not destroyed. He brings a raya from the mantle of a Sefer Torah. Tanai works even if it's not destroyed. It's a derabanan din that they don't let it work. Okay, that's not two dead horses, right? That's already good. There's one system, one thing that breaks the Kedusha, Tanai. Except Chazal don't want the Tanai to work when you have a shul. When you have a shul that's standing, Chazal don't want the Tanai to work. They want the shul to be a shul. So cause now that the shul's standing, Chazal make a blockage that the Tanai shouldn't work. When the shul is destroyed, there's no reason to make that blockage anymore because the whole reason, the motivation to stop the Tanai is so that we should have Kedushas based classes. So if the shul is destroyed, we don't have the motivation, right? So according to the Chofetz Chaim, Pashas the Magen Avram is not holding this. But according to the Chofetz Chaim, it's very good. There's not two dead horses. No? Because the real shot is Tanai works alone. Except that Takana Drabana, that they didn't want Tanai to work. When it's destroyed, they don't care. Yeah. Okay. Let's go further. That's very good, except that it doesn't probably help for the Magen Avraham.
And it's hard to slug up Rashi because of that. Tosfos, like you said yesterday.
Tosfos brought a Raya from a Gemara, so he slugged up Rashi.
They went inside because of that reason. It must be there's another Tanai there going on. The Rashi is no better.
It's that doesn't allow Tanai to work, yeah. He brought a Raya. I have the guy, I pronounce it as Magen Avraham. I got it. I used to go to Rav Scheinberg, and he about 10 times a day he would correct me, Magen Avraham, because I used to always pronounce it wrong. So he was very mocked, so gotta say it right.
Mocked because there's an idiot not to call Avraham Avinu with that.
Yes.
Hey?
Yes. And that's I would always forget myself because in the heat of the discussion and learning, I was, I was trying to, so I was somewhere in the conversation, I would slip back to say it wrong. And he always, I'm telling you, that was so, at least two or three times a day. I don't know, I go every day. I used to go once a week. I was learning Shabbos. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I used to go to him once a week with all my shyness. And that was the thing, he used to always correct me. So that I learned. One thing I learned. That is, he's Magen Avraham. He was very mocked. Okay, let's go further. But I still say it wrong, and I just said it now wrong. So then he says, yeah, okay, V'da'oi. Okay, so Kushas HaMagen Avraham, Udarak the Pirish Rashi, Bishar Paiskim. You can use it.
Yeah, how do you read
that? Anias Daiti. Shuhuma Foresh, Dal Tanai Hemasuyim. The Ho Sho Sheyirte, Yaxer the Kadmuse. In other words, he's saying that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rach, what the Tanai does. Rashi says the Tanai is, you don't have to do anything to activate the Tanai. When you make the Tanai, the Tanai is made, when you build the shul, you make the Tanai. And now you can forget about it. You don't have to do anything. The Tanai is automatically there. And the Tanai works whenever it works. According to Rashi, it works even when the shul is built. According to Tosfos, it works once it's destroyed. But you don't have to do anything to activate the Tanai. According to the Rach, the Tanai is, fits much better in the word Tanai. If I want, right, that's a condition. According to Rashi, according to the first shot, We stopped on this yesterday. It's not a condition. It's just, again, I'm just saying, even though I'm building the shul, it should not have Kedusha. It's not a Tanai. According to the Rach, it's much better, the word Tanai. I'm saying, I'm building the shul, which should have Kedusha, but I'm saying, if I decide later I don't want the Kedusha, then the Kedusha should come off. Right? So the according to the Rach, the Kedusha only comes off if you decide later. And you say, I want the Kedusha to come off. If you don't decide later that you want the Kedusha to come off, then the Tanai doesn't help. Tanai doesn't do anything. Right? That's what he's saying. I'll read it again. It's a very nice machlekes. The Kushas are Mogen Avram, who rock the pitch, Rashi, Vishar, Poskim, Simifarshi, Tanai, Himalayim, Hainu, Shon, Tanai will take it. The Tanai works immediately. Except that there's a machlekes mishaynim. When does it work? If you don't get the rush of mahani, how's mahani yeshuva? And as it works immediately, for the time will be destroyed. But once it gets destroyed, you don't have to do anything. It's automatic. According to Rashi, it's automatic before it gets destroyed. Is that interesting? Kufnan Dawit. Ah, what a perish rach. Should be a denu. I don't know what to be a day no means, but it wasn't sure if that's the rach. I know. Ain't kusha klal and is daiti. Shum befaris al tanaim. I see the kol shal sheyirta yaksa nekad musa. It has to be sheyirta. You have the, if you want, you can bring it back. But sanamar the merabim yirta bezet. They have to want it. The anything mesayim tafidu ochi ein mechashim behem cheshbayin eshel rabim. Again, that's the brach you need yirtzu. Mishum the oznif got kedusha. In other words, the kedusha is only paka when the tanai is fulfilled. I say I'm airing you on the condition it doesn't rain. So when the rain comes, that's when the kedusha is paka. If it's not me'akshav, so here the condition is I'm making the shul kodesh on the condition that I don't decide I need it for something else. So when I decide, or the community, the rabbin decide they need it for something else, then the tanai is not fulfilled, and then it goes off. Right? That's what he's saying in the rach. Much much more punchy in the word tanai. I was shouting the chazer the kadmusa. Okay. Una perusho lo kasha mizilta demitra, right? That was his question. Was mizilta demitra? What's that?
Isn't that where they went back into the base of Knesset from the rain?
I thought he was trying to say the Magen Avraham's kasha is not fair. So I don't know why he's going. I just didn't know why
he does that. At the end, he does that. At the end of the paragraph, he goes back.
Okay, so the okay, I'll get there. Okay, so it doesn't require this trap. There's no catch from the rain. The cold bash is ratsu, but rabbim adai mikdusha koin. In other words, Tavis asks the catch on Rashi that if you say in Bavel to Tanai, then why couldn't they go in for the rain? Right? That was Tavis's kasha. So, you know, that was the catch on Rashi. So the Teretz is because obviously they didn't want to take off the kedusha of the shul. That shul is still in use. Just because I want, first of all, they're not the rabbim to take off the kedusha, right? Now there's two people. They walk by. It's raining. They can't take off the kedusha. The tanai was, if the rabbim decide they don't want this to be a shul anymore, they can take off the kedusha. But the people still want it to be a shul. People don't want the kedusha off. So just because two people happen to have a problem of the rain, so it's very good. So Tavis is kasha and Rashi would not be shver on the rach, and therefore you would not have to say Samazai with Rashi says that that's what Tavis says, there's a difference between destroyed and not destroyed. Right? You know, that's Samazai. You wouldn't have to say that according to the rach. Okay. But the perusha la kashim mizilta demitra, the kol matches brought to a rabbim adayim b'ktusha sekoi. Umistavra the after the day, after Rabbi Mutara and his Tamish, both Ashmish and Shogunai, Then Asa Oskimo buys me Amma, take it, because your Chayyim is Babu, Chayyim is Kayak, these are based classes. Oh, he's saying another thing, that it's just like you can take it off, you put it back on. In other words, I don't think he means you put it back on. It's just the Tanai is it should go off temporarily. In other words, when we want it off, that's a Tanai. And according to everyone else, the Tanai takes off the Kedusha immediately. So it's off, finished, for the Oidam void. There's no Kedusha. But according to the Rach, it only takes off the Tanai Kedusha when you want. So he says it only takes off when you want for when you want.
Oh, but he says that you do need an act to activate it. He says it's following, but so they do have to do something to reactivate it.
I think that means because the understanding of when they made the Tanai is they're not saying that when we activate it, the Tanai will take it off. They're saying that we're making a Tanai that we can take it off. I don't know if you agree with you. They're taking it off till they don't want it again. And when they're dominating, they obviously want it again. I don't think they have
why does it have to say she was following by Shagaim Rim? Whatever it is that what they were doing, it's going to come back.
They have to want it. They have to want it. I don't know. I still suspect that's what he means. It's probably he just wants to say that there's that sector nafkamina that you know there's according to the Rach, it's still a shul for a shul. You want to say I don't know if anyone cares as a shul when they're goyim. What's a nafkamina? Like
it's 2 days. Let's say it's 2 days between what they did and they're going to daven next. Am I allowed to do the ma'aseh in between? Am I allowed to be mishtamish for regular things?
That might group them in. If you want to be mishtamish, it wasn't gaimrim. You said that they're gaimrim.
An individual wants to use it now. So is there a kedusha or not?
Okay, but maybe you could make an argument that that's not, once they took it off because they want to use it, so that's included in the takeoff. Some people want to still use it. I don't know.
It's when that's the Rebbe.
We took it off till we're ready to dive in there. That's a misfara. That's a logic that we have the ability to take it off, and we take it off, but we only take it off till we needed it back on. So when we're ready to dive in, it doesn't go off anymore. It's a according to the Rach. It's also not really tonight because this is he's making it different than. Yeah, I thought he meant it's Tanai, like by Kedusha. A marriage, you're on the condition it rains. So once it rains, the marriage is off. You can't say when it rains, the marriage is off. When it stops raining, the marriage is back on again. Once the marriage is off, it's off. But he's saying, I don't know where the Chofetz Chaim gets it. It's Mistavra. It's Mistavra. That according to the Rach, you only take it off temporarily. And as soon as the reason that you want it back, it comes back.
Rebbe, if one room that they're davening, Rebbe, and one room they're making a bris, or the one they split it up, I don't know, they put a mechitz in between. So some people it's a shul, and some people it's not a shul. How can it be a shul and not a shul? People eat, people do different things in the shul, and people can be davening at the same time. So some people have, some people don't.
He's not dealing with that case. That's it. You're more creative than him. He doesn't say that. He says his case is when they finished using it and now they're davening. So he says according to the Rach, it goes back to Tushas based classes. But let's just finish the piece at the end. Kain ain't kushim sin kufna dawin. Why? The hosam hatanai shabu apo the bikdushoso. That ubizeh yeshlomar de mahani. Then what's over there again? Over there tonight. I don't follow. How's he answering the kasha over there?
Over there, it keeps the kedusha, but I'm making a tonight that I can use it b'kedusha say. Right, Masha Enkin over here in the Beis HaKnesses is saying the tonight is that I can always temporarily remove the kedusha completely.
So why do you need here to remove the kedusha completely? And over there, you don't need to remove the kedusha completely. What's it? In others, now it has a group of kasha. How come by? You can have it after kedusha, so you can. I mean, that's a double touch. You can. Why can't you do that by a shul too? That was what Chaim Gordon said. Keep it a shul, and I can eat there.
That's a separate question. That's a separate question on the Rach. Can I do such a Tanai and then I'll be able to do whatever I want? I mean, the Rach is saying that that is not the Tanai. That when we say a Tanai, it means, you know, we put on a Kedusha, we remove the Kedusha. Put on a Kedusha, remove a Kedusha. But when the Kedusha is on, yeah, we have no Tanai that allows me to use it for anything. That's how he wants to answer the Magen Avraham.
Because it's probably how there is no such, you can't make such a Tanai. I don't know. If you can make such a Tanai, then why would the Rach, I mean, the Rach holds it's two kinds of Tanayim. And the Rach would agree that if you wanted to, you can make this Tanai by base classes also. That's just coincidental. That's not the Tanai that they use by the Shul. The Shul, they use one type of Tanai, and by the Misna, they use the other type of Tanai. I don't know. In other words, I thought, I agree with what he's saying, but I think he said, the other Tanai, Jambo, after all the Tashmushe, the Zayah Shram with the Mahani. But so make that tonight by a shul. That doesn't work by a shul. Because that would be the best tonight. That was kind of Gordon time that that's the best tonight, because then you get the advantage that you didn't lose your shul. So that would be the, obviously a person would like that tonight better. But that didn't work by a shul because it doesn't work. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what he's saying.
Okay, and if you can accept such a concept, why couldn't he say that in Rashi? I mean, in Rashi he takes it for granted that if you have a Tanai, yeah, then it's a bias be'alma, it's not a bias aknesis. Why couldn't he accept this idea in Rashi?
It seems because in the Rach, since you can turn on and off, so he said you have this concept, sounds like it, that it can be, you know, I don't know. I would assume that's the end, but I don't know. And the Rach is something other than in Rashi, you can't turn on and off. So is there, it isn't. You know, but in the Rach, it's, it is you slice out a piece in the Rach. It's it is like a gabi. The gabi today is not kaddish. The gabi tomorrow it is kaddish. The gabi a week later it's not kaddish. So this is also a type of some kind of gabi that I can have the shul. Okay. But anyway, so let's just summarize. So what we saw. Leaving this point, I don't understand this, and I don't know. But what we basically see from him, so it does help us, is that the Chavetz Chaim in his arguing with the Magen Avraham, but maybe he's saying everyone agrees to this, and this is just he's just using that to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. But his basic insight is that the reason why Tanai doesn't work. In Eretz and Chutz Yaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't work even in Chutz Yaretz. We're not talking about any, we're only in Chutz Yaretz. When it's built, is not because my Ikra the Din Tanai didn't work. Tanai should work, period. Tanai is Oiker. Tanai has a, and if it's Oiker when it's destroyed, and Oiker when it's not destroyed. Except that Chazal did not want the Tanai to work when it's not destroyed. Because they don't want you to destroy. They want a shul. There's a mitzvah in having shuls. Chazal don't want you to not to have a shul. There's a mitzvah to have a shul. Right. So therefore, Chazal made a takana that tonight doesn't help. However, we weren't sure how they did that. But there's a takana derabanan. Since it's a takana derabanan, so mimeila. Since the takana derabanan, it's not two dead horses. There's only one system. The tanai does it. The destruction does absolutely nothing. The destruction does nothing to remove the kedusha. The Kedusha is only removed by the Tanai, but the destruction is only a motivation which causes that the Chachamim don't care. Right? That's what it would seem from the Chofetz Chaim.
And Eretz Yisrael?
Eretz Yisrael is a different Svara. Eretz Yisrael, that's a whole different Svara, that because since the Kedusha is not going to go off, so we'll have to see in the next Pir Halacha, but that's what we saw on Tisus.
Maybe that's what they keep the Tanai going.
The Kedusha is not going to go up. It's a higher level of Kedusha. It's a more permanent Kedusha, and Tanai can't remove that. That's what it sounds like.
Maybe the Kedusha that Tanai never works.
Eretz Yisrael is a stronger Kedusha.
Maybe Tanai works there also, but the Chachamim didn't allow Tanai to ever work in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, but that didn't sound, Tavis said it different. Tavis sounded like the Svara. Tavis gave a Svara to split Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. He said because the Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is going to last forever. Well, Chutz La'aretz, the Kedusha is going to go off when the Mashiach comes. So, I don't know. He didn't say anything about the Rabbanan. I don't know. It didn't sound that way from Tisus. It sounded like in Eretz, Pshat just said in Eretz Yisrael, since it's going to last forever, something that's going to last forever by definition is a higher level of Kedusha. Maybe you can't make, Tanai can't work. Okay, we didn't really understand that. I have to admit, we didn't understand it. But that's a different, that has nothing to do with this discussion. But as far as the basic, you say that Tosfos says that Tanai only works when it's destroyed. So Lisa Chavetz Chaim is saying that it seems like it's a din drabon. I would assume that he would say that the Magen Avraham agrees to that too. And the Magen Avraham asks Gasha, hey, because whatever his answer is not so pashut. And there's his answer, how did he answer the Magen Avraham's Gasha by saying that, yeah, because we don't care so much. So they didn't make the Chazal, didn't make a takana. Right? That's already not such a Pashat answer, because Pashat Pshat, just like Chazal made a takana by a shul, even if there are five shuls in the neighborhood, we're not motivated. He says we're only motivated to have one shul in the neighborhood. So why did Chazal make a takana when there are five shuls in the neighborhood? So that's all part of the low plug or whatever. Chazal want to make a takana that Tanai doesn't help because of the case when you only have one shul in the neighborhood. So therefore, they made a takana even if you have more than one shul in the neighborhood. So I don't know if it's so crazy to say that the Magen Avraham assumes that since we don't find anywhere Chazal are saying a difference. So that they made a takana in all cases. They made a takana that Tanai never works.
Why is that easier than saying that he argues on the idea of the Mikdash Ma'at and the Chazal creating a new Isser? Isn't the Pashtus that the Bi'ur Halacha is the whole thing he's saying here, the Magen Avraham doesn't agree with? The Beis HaKnesses Kavua, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses Ma'at, he doesn't hold all of that.
It could be. I don't know. I could be. On the other hand, being that we did not have a pasuk chat, so I was just trying to, you know, we did not understand how the two dead horses. So he said Chavetz Chaim explains it. So we're going to be left with the Magen Avraham. We have no explanation. So that's why I had a design. I wasn't saying it from the Mashmos and the Mishnah Brura. You are right that from the Mashmos and Mishnah Brura, it's Mashma that he's the one that's being mechadishes. I would say that it's very likely to hear that the Magen Avraham. It's not so much called a low plug. It's that once you start making exceptions, then it doesn't look right. It looks fake. What I'm sorry. What?
It doesn't seem like an exception. It's like different than the din, right?
If the whole reason is based on Knesset Mikdash Ma'at, that's very different than Tashmish.
The takana is that Tanai doesn't help. So
for sure.
No,
the Tanai doesn't help. The Tanai helps. There's another Issa Drabbanan superimposed.
There's a concept by Takanas Drabbanan. We have this very, very often. Drabbanan like to disguise their Takanas in Deraisa. So The takana, the motivation of takana is for shul. There's no motivation by the Sefer Torah, the mantle of Sefer Torah. But if you're going to split between a Sefer Torah and a mantle and a shul, then you're living a stira. So then anyone asks a kasha, what is it? What is going on here? How come tonight works here and not here? Okay, it's Rabbanan. Then it's clearly a din Rabbanan. Here the Rabbanan were motivated, and here they weren't. And the Rabbanan don't like that. What they like to do is they like to hide their din Rabbanan behind their raises and to say that the Rabbanan were misake and that tonight don't work here, or something like that. You know, there's a they create a there's some kind of din Torah. Sometimes tonight doesn't work. So the Rabbanan are misaking that this is the situation that tonight doesn't work. So then, therefore, we find that many places that Chazal, in order that it should appear like a din deraisa, it's not because it's not really a low plug. We had that in David Am and Baba Kama last year. David Am is it? It's not that they wanted it wasn't as low plug. They didn't say it was. They wanted to be. They said David Am is kind of. And they were only motivated for the Osin on Suye, that's a Gemara by Mitzia, but they said it by Get, they said it by everywhere, because if the Surah Satakana is that they turned David Amos into your Chatzar.
And for other Tashmishim, why would the Mogan Avram be mad about other Tashmishim if he holds of all this?
No, well, Sam, we don't understand how that Mogan Avram, that was a different thing, how he splits it. But there's some split. But the saying that I'm not saying it's mokro, but it's you could hear that there's this type of idea that the Rabbanan, when they make it, if they make a tanai, if they make a takana, they want to make a takana in a way that's not blatant that it's a takana. If you say that it works by shul and not by shul, the Sefer Torah, then it's random. It's no logic in that.
And therefore,
they made the takana by the Sefer Torah also. So that would be the Magen Avraham's question.
But since they didn't, we know they didn't make the takana there.
So that proves that the halacha is that by everywhere Tanai works by when it's not for Dvarim of Kadosh Reish. You know, there's a consistency. Magen Avraham wants everything to be consistent. Doesn't want there should be inconsistency. Somehow he was able to split between things of Kavod Reish and Akka. There's a different level. You need a stronger Akira for a Dematria Kavod Reish. And that's not what the Magen Avraham is saying. That there's there can be a weak Kedusha that stops Kavod Reish, but doesn't stop your own Tashmish. That's what he's saying. So he wants to have a system that the Tanai doesn't, Tanai works this much and not that much. Okay, that's universal. But the moment you start saying Tanai works for Reuven, it works, but for Shimon, it doesn't work. That's arbitrary. Then you know, that's when you get all the complaints. It's not fair, you know.
Without explaining the chiluk of different levels of Tashmish, we're just explaining the equation between Matpachas of Sefer Torah.
Right, that's possible. Definitely not Mokok, and you are right that the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura is Mashmah, not like me. But being that we did not have a Hipshan in the Bir Halacha, in the Magen Avraham, is saying it's possible that he has the same basic Svara, except that he feels that it automatically extends. Because this is a very common svara. The basic svara that I'm saying we had very, very often. Rabbanan disguise. We had this if you remember in the beginning of Hashaleach. Everyone knows the beginning of Hashaleach. The first Amud Hashaleach. Tosfos says that if you do the bitul shelo b'fanav, so the chazar misagin and the bitul shelo b'fanav doesn't work. Kamishum iguna. Or Misha Mamzerim, right? I think so. I remember two different days. But they didn't let you make a shliach, and then you want to be mevatel sheikh shalabu fanav. So the midrabana or misakin, you can't be mevatel. So Taisa says in the Lamed Beg, the first half of that Taisa, that famous Tosfos there on the Talmud that Asul Kedvarim Shebaleiv. They were misaking a deraisa de katsura. Their motivation was Mishem Snuas, Mishem Mamzerim, or Mishem Igunas, I think. Either that she won't know and then she'll be Mamzeris, or but they had a motivation. But the mechanism was that they turned it into Dvaran Shabbalev. They have a, and Taibin said that also by in Yevamis, by Eid Achon, the husband's dead. Okay, anyway, I will step. So I think I assume Monday we're going to start probably a new sugya, I assume. I'll try and look, and we'll be in touch. But okay, I'll try and send people before Shabbos. But
I have to apologize. Next week I won't be able to join. I'm going to be in Eretz.
You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Very nice.
Just for a week.
Yeah,
my wife has off because it's Thanksgiving and whatever.
Okay, very nice. Okay.